I kill for NUE. So the last experience we had with the restoration of, you know, older stuff is, you know, rust removal, which, you know, can be kind of a big deal. So forget what it was. It's just get the rust off of it and then paint it. It's just poof. It's just, you know, just like that. So I decided this time it was an easy glider. Those old timey 2-seat metal chairs that you know sat on the porch from the 40s or 50s. I think they were gliders or easy gliders or something like that. Well, they found one up in Asheville, brought it home, and it just tore all to pieces, rusted out. The tubing was just, you know, TIG welding and making new this and this. It was awful. So I decided that this time they're going to come down here and we're going to introduce the two sisters. I call them the dynamic duo to the bead blaster. So I've got a pretty big bead blaster in the shop, you know, to handle rust. And, you know, I really bought it years ago to hide my machining imperfections. But anyway, so we put, disassembled this thing in blaster. And, oh my gosh, I wish you could have seen their eyes light up when, you know, they pushed that magic wand across that material and the rust just evaporated. And I see the Echo Lake station up there. Mr. Dan, I'll be there in just a second if you want to check in. But with that, they love the bead blaster. And they figured out they can etch glass with it. They can change the media out and have different finishes on brass and aluminum. I mean, it's a nightmare. It is. So I just finally just said, hey, if the bead blaster's broke, I'll do it. Just let me have it. I'll take care of it. And, you know, it's down here last week. We can't get in the shop. Did you change the code on the shop? Well, no, I didn't. The battery must be dead on the cipher lock, but, you know. So, two sisters in a machine shop, just think about that for a minute.
That's just scary. Well, you know, and there is the concern for their safety as well. It's not just unfortunate things might occur. That is an environment where you want anyone else to be supervised until you feel comfortable about it. It's your responsibility to feel that way. Don't you think that's just right?
I didn't mean it to sound like that. It's not like that at all. It's just, you know, the bead blaster, it creates a fair amount of dust and, you know, that kind of thing. But, and it's, you know, I'm the one that has to straighten that out, if you know what I mean. But there's a fair amount of that happens up here, too. So there's no sense in complaining. But let me pause here just for a second and let me grab Mr. Dan here. Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. If you'd like to check in, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is Kilo Bravo 4. Zulu. Okay, am I back? This is Kilo Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, Dan, and Greer.
I'm clear as a bell. We got your Echo Link adjusted just right. Audio sounds really good. And I got you in LED-VM. Appreciate you checking in with us. And me and Larry just talking about, you know, antique things and restoring them in the machine shop and all. So I don't expect there's too many people monitoring, you know, now we've talked so long. But if you want to jump in here, go ahead. We'd be glad to have you. But with that, we'll move on back to the the beat blaster and the machine shop and all. So, Larry, you was talking about knobs, you know, for drawers and this, that, and the other. So, I have a radius tool on the lathe down there that will cut a, you know, you can machine a ball on the end of a shaft, you know. Well, that's not easy to do on a lathe, you know, if you don't have the right attachment. But, you know, brass and aluminum and copper, and you get all these different shades of metal and, you know, this, that, and the other. It just, you know, hey, can you make this? Do you do this and this, that, and the other? And I always do, but it's, you know, it's something else, you know. But, you know, we got some of the drawer pulls that we've got that we've made. You know, one year we took some old silverware and I TIG welded some studs on the back of it. And, you know, I had an actual fork or a spoon for a drawer pull, you know. We didn't have any money back then. I had equipment and welding machines, but didn't have no money. So you had to do what you had to do. So... you know, one of the kids got cut on one of the forks, so that had to go. But, you know, we've always kind of made things to go around the house and all, and it just kind of fits, I guess.
Sir, I guess the only safe eating utensil might be a spoon. Any kind of knife would not qualify. Forks, yeah, I can see how that'd be dangerous. Oh, yeah. So the next thing to listen for, and, you know, you want to, this is just husband to husband. The next thing you want to listen for is any talk about a soft closed cabinet or soft closed drawer. It requires lots of, new parts. And you pretty much have to be a cabinet maker to install them, with special jigs and all of that, to get the new slides in and to get them at the right height so that it will actually go all the way in and close. Anyway, we watched, Don and I watched an episode, I believe, of This Old House. Or maybe it was Ask This Old House. There's two different shows. Same people, but two different shows. Anyway, this lady wanted soft close drawers and doors in her kitchen. And it was the whole episode because of all the detail that is quite important. And they went through the installation of one of each of those. But she had numerous cabinet doors and drawers in the kitchen, of course. And all this was accomplished in probably several days. But it's television, so there's the magic of installing one, and then the next scene you get the whole kitchen's finished. You know, don't know what that involved. But anyway, I was shocked at the cost of the hardware to do this renovation, but I just can't wait. KK4JBQ.
Hey, so I gotta ask, are you doing this install with that hardware? Because if you are, I need to tell you a few things.
That's because we might have that in our future. I'm not sure. We saw it together, and she was fascinated, absolutely fascinated with this. You know, you can just slam the door, but it gets right there within an inch, and then just closes nice and softly. And the drawers are the same way. They are pneumatic, you know. And that appeals to her. But of course it would, you know. But the getting from here to there is quite a jump. So, I'm curious, what would you have to say about that?
Larry, if you have never listened to anything I've said since we have met, I need you to listen to me right now. There's some rules that go with that hardware. Rule number one. Donna goes somewhere else while you install the hardware. And I'm going to stop there before we go to rule number two.
Gotcha, but quite often she's very helpful, you know. But you don't think that'd be appropriate?
Won't stay married. And I say that jokingly, but I'm just saying, here's what we do when, you know, those things go bad. And what happens is you'll start to see a little bit of black dust that starts to collect on the bottom of the hinge, or it deposits on the bottom of the shelf where it is, and then you'll start to notice that it'll lose its ability to soft close. And then, you know, the cabinet door droops to the left or the right from wear. It takes some time, not as time much as you think, but then you got to replace it. And, you know, the initial install is, best thing to do is buy one set of hardware and try it. Donna goes somewhere else for the day, and you focus on that one drawer, because it's going to take you about 5 hours to get that drawer just right. Get it adjusted left and right and up and down, and then you run into complications with the door next to the bottom of it, because now you got to maintain a gap between, so that all the gaps are consistent. Just do one or two at a time. Donna goes somewhere else. She comes home at the end of the day, and poof, it's done. Trust me. Okay, I love my wife more than any man loves a woman. But those things, she just needs to go somewhere else. I know what I need to do. You go somewhere else, and I'll take care of it. And rule number two is just take your time. Take a break when you need to, because those things are maddening for me. Part of my problem is, you know, they need to be adjusted right. The install's not the issue. It's the adjustment. You change one side, and you think it affects just that one side, but it really doesn't. It affects both sides a little bit. And trying to maintain all the gaps so that they're consistent, it is an issue. So for me, but we just, things like that is, you know, you need to go. You go enjoy the day, and I need these done. Well, no, you're gonna get one or two of them done today, and then, you know, next day we'll do one or two more, because it's a process. It really is. They look nice, and they're worth it. They are, but it can be maddening. Just want to let you know.
Message received and understood. But I will add that with the number of drawers and cabinets, this is not going to be a small thing. No labor, no charge for the labor, but just the parts are going to be something like $4,000. I've looked into this, and that's a lot. Donna's kitchen is not big, but it is so put together, so meticulously planned. Everything has a drawer. I mean, there's an island, and there's drawers on one side of the island, and cabinets beneath them, and, you know, everything's just, that kitchen is, and she has, you know, over the last 21 years, she has every little nook filled. These soft close things will that will not increase the space. This is what would be valuable, is to increase the space of the kitchen. But, you know, that would be rebuilding the house, taking over half the garage or something, you know. And I'm not kidding about that, you know. It's a very closely planned thing. However, I will add on top of that that the thing looks like the Finnish carpenter who installed all these things did this by himself with his 12-year-old child. You're talking about drawers matching up and seams in the cabinetry. You know, it. I've worked with these things long enough and from time to time to know that it looks nice if you stand off at a distance, but you get right in there and I think I would have a problem, really, because what's expected is straight, square, plumb, you know, and that's not what's there. And I can't remake it. You understand what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
Be the tip number two. When you get ready to do that, let me know. I have a laser level. It you screw it to a 2x4 to the height that you want. It has a minute adjustment. So in other words, let me clarify. It shoots out a flat laser beam across the room. It's a red laser beam. It's completely level, and you screw it to a 2x4, lean it up against the other side of the room. So if you want all of your cabinet drawers to be exactly 36 inches and to be level, you just adjust those to the laser beam. Makes things so much easier and faster. Plumb level is not going to work well in this situation. It's not, trust me. So when you get ready to do that, I'll just drop off the laser. It makes it so much easier and faster. And that'll help you out more than anything. The next tip and trick is look at the hardware closely. Most cabinet screws are reed prints. The Phillips head inside the screw, it'll look like a Phillips head, and a Phillips head will fit it. But most of your cabinet screws are not a Phillips number 1, 2, or 3. They're a reed prints, R-E-E-D space P-R-I-N-C-E. And that's going to make all the difference when you install, because when you need to put a little torque on it, that Phillips, you know, number 2 or number 1 Phillips, it's just going to aggravate snot out of you. So, you know, pay attention to the pit in the screw and make sure you get the screwdriver, the right screw head for it, because you'll be miserable if you don't.
I am familiar with that little bugaboo, and it's because we live in a big world and everybody wants to, you know, do commerce with one another. And not to say that it's not an improvement on the Phillips head screw, but just, I mean, we're just splattering everywhere now, but I had some repairs to do on the fencing out by the patio. And I thought I'd be wise to use screws rather than just remove the nail that had backed itself out. You know what I'm saying? So I got a box of deck screws. And it came with two bits, and so that's the first time I ever came into contact with a specialty Phillips-looking screw, driver head for power driver or, you know, anything like that, even a hand driver, you know, that you can chuck in a bit. Yeah, so I got an education with that thing, and if you do put a deck down with screws, or in this case it's a privacy fence, but that did work. That did work excellently. No more backing out, and I'm proud that I did it that way, but I learned something. I did, so thank you for that tip, too. And truly, this will be, I will certainly, I'm turning gray everywhere, I'll certainly be solid white by the time, and maybe unable to do the job once we've made up our mind to do anything about the soft clothes issue. Proud that you have them and that you were able to do it, yeah. Because to install something like that, wow, I can't imagine what that would be. So, anyhow, I better, here it is, almost 11:30. I just enjoy listening to this net. I mean, anymore, it's real entertaining. And I don't mind making a contribution myself, whether it's entertaining or not. I just enjoy talking with you. And I have enjoyed this net and last night's net. And you guys are just spoiling me. Absolutely spoiling me, but that's okay. This is KK4JBQ. I'll pass it back to you and let you continue on just because of the hour. And I know the way you live life, you must be getting tired about this hour of night. KK4JBQ. Bye bye.
NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. 73 to you. I'll give you a holler tomorrow. And please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And 73. All right. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Comment.
Here we go. Go ahead, John.
Couple things for Larry. One, Larry, everything that goes through this repeater is recorded. If you go on the Brar's website, you can find the recordings of what went through the repeater and hear the whole story of Chad and his adventure in the bathroom. The other thing is, if you will Google light pollution map, you can look at the whole Earth and see where the worst light pollution is and where the darkest skies are. Man, it's an interesting thing to play around with. So that's all I had, and just want Larry know about that. So this is KN4RJ, and I will back on out of here. 73's. Good night.
Recheck. John, I just wanted to say thank you. Really. The last couple of nights, it has been so entertaining, and I think you probably agree. You probably hang in there like I do until the end. But it's been funny, and it's been informative, and it just leaves me with the warmest feeling. And I'm glad for this alone that I'm part of this hobby, a part of this community, this family that we have. That shares as freely as we do, and just take this opportunity to thank you so much for a unique view on the sky. And I'm absolutely certain that you have increased the listenership on this repeater. Thank you very much, sir. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4RJN. You are too kind, sir, but thank you.
I appreciate the comments, and appreciate you taking easy on the bidet. I'm sure I'll catch it from you privately, but that's okay. I can take it. So with that, I'll make one more call for any station, Alpha through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
This is KN4RJN. I'll keep the bathroom story in mind, and I don't have a problem with putting that out over the radio. So just, you know, be prepared.
Like I said, I can take it. Just send it. Send it. I'll own it. Oh, man. All right, John, 73 to you, sir. You have a nice evening up in Brown Summit, and let that old hound of yours know. Me and Anna said hello. Hope he's doing well. And the missus, too. All right, with that, no one else for comments or rag chew. Please stand by for my net report. UE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net. And it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4 NUE. I am clear.